This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 2 for Ksuvos Daf Zayin. We're on Zayin Amar Aleph, 3 lines into the wide lines. Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Abba Bar Zavna, Amar Rav, Achas Pesulav, Achas Almana Tuna Bracha. Even Almana getting married needs Sheva Brachos. Ask the Gemara, Mi Amar Rav Huna Hachi, Vamar Rav Huna Almana Eina Tuna Bracha. Rav Huna himself says that an Almana does not have a Bracha. There are no Sheva Brachos when Almana is getting married. Says the Gemara Lokasha, Kan Bebachor Shanas Almana. Here, where we say there are Sheva Brachos for an Almana, that's where the man is a Bachor. He's never been married. But Kan, where do we say there are no Sheva Brachos for an Almana? Ba'almun Shanas Almana. They're both widow. Or there's a widower marrying a widow. So then, we don't have Sheva Brachos. The Gemara, really? Ba'almun Shanas Almana. Lo, an Almon marrying an Almana doesn't have Sheva Brachos? Va'amar Rav Nachman said, Amar Lihuna Barnasan, that Huna Barnasan told him, Tana, we learn in a Brisa, Minayin L'Birchas Chasanin Ba'asara. How do you know you need a minion for Birchas Chasanin, which is Sheva Brachos? Shanei Amar, Va'ikach Asara, Anoshin, Mizikneho, Ir, Va'imar Shavu, Boaz took 10 men from the elders of the city, told them to sit down, and one of the reasons, this is one of the sources, that you need 10 men for the recitation of Sheva Brachos. Boaz was marrying Rus. Uboaz Alman Shanas Almana Hava. Rus was an Almana, Boaz was an Almon, so you see from here that the actual source of Sheva Brachos that it needs a minion was a case of an Almon marrying Almana. Obviously, there are Sheva Brachos for an Almon marrying Almana. Says the Gemara, my ain't a tuna bracha. What did the Gemara mean when it said an almana doesn't need a bracha? Dama Rav Huna, right, means ain't a tuna bracha kol shiva. Aval yom echad tuna bracha. So the Gemara is telling you like this. You're right. Absolutely, an almana marrying an almo need sheva brachos. That's true. You need all 7 brachos. The difference is that when Almon marries an Almana, you do have Sheva Brachos, but it's only for one day. As opposed to a Bachur, where one of the people who are getting married is getting married for the first time, that's going to be for all 7 days. So that's the difference in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ella Haditanya, but look at the Brisa. The Brisa taught us Shaktu, and we had this before. Shaktu Chachamim Al Takan Aspenos Yisrael. Shaktu, right? We have one of the Shaktus. This is the Chachamim are careful, we're diligent, we're concerned that for the welfare of the Jewish girls, Sheisamech Ima Gimel Yamim, that they rejoice together three consecutive days, so that there's less of a chance the husband will divorce his wife. And that's why we mentioned the point that Almana should get married on Thursday, so they're going to be 3 days. He's not going to go to work the next day already, so we'll have 3 days, the day of the wedding, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, in order to spend together. So, hold on 1 second, 3 days, Bimai. What are the circumstances? Remember, that was the takana for the almana. Iba bachur. If we're talking about a bachur where the man has not been married, but he's married almana, ha'amit shiva, you told me there are 7 days. So why are we saying there are only 3 days for them to spend together? Iba almon, and if it's an almon marrying an almana, ha'amit yomecha, you told me it's only 1 day. So where do we get 3 from? Don't tell me the answer to your question is, well, the almon marrying almana has Sheva Brachos for, you say this Sheva Brachos for 1 day, versus the Bachur marrying Almana, that's for 7 days. So what happened with this? Where does the 3 days come from? Says the Gemara, Ba'asema, it's possible to answer Ba'almon Yom Echad Nivracha Ushlosha L'Simcha. You can say that we're talking about Almon marrying Almana. And in Achinami, there is only 1 day of Sheva Brachos. That's true. But there are 3 days that they have to spend together. That doesn't mean that you're saying Sheva Brachos. It just means there's an obligation for the husband and wife to spend the time together. Ba'asema, or possibility number 2, Bebachur Shiva Livracha Ushlosha Simcha. Or possibility number 2 is that if we're talking about a Bachur marrying an Almana, and absolutely because he's getting married for the first time, there are Sheva Brachos. You say those Sheva Brachos for all 7 days. But in terms of Simcha, that they have to spend the time together, that's only 3 days. Ushlosha L'Simcha. Meisvei, on the top of the next number, they ask the Gemara Kasha from the following Braisa. Mevarchin L'Vesula Shiva Ula Almana Yom Echad. So what do you see? The Braisa says that we recite the Sheva Brachos for a Besula for 7 days, and Almana only 1 day. So only one day, says the Gemara, my love, afilu almana shanises levachor. It says it doesn't give you any exception. It says almana, it sounds like it's always a one day. So what do you mean? You told me an almana marrying a bachor, their recite Shabbat bachor 7 days. Says Gemara, lo, no, la almon. No, this brisa, when it says an almana is yom echad, is speaking about a widower. I have a levachor, my shiva. But for a bachor, what? It's going to be 7 days. Ihachi, listening, then the brisa should have taught us the following. Mivarchin levisula should be more specific. Mivarchin levisula shiva. Ula almana sheni says levachor shiva. Why do you mention only mivarchin levisula shiva? No, you should have also mentioned that when a bachor marries almana, it's shiva. And then ula almana yom echad. Why didn't you mention that? You should have been more specific, says the Gemara. Milsa psikta ketani. Deleka besula debratzo mishiva. Deleka almana debratzo miyamecha. Now, the Braisa just wanted to teach you something that psikta, something fixed, something absolute, where at least something that we know is going to be true, which is what? That when it comes to a besula, yes, mevarchin le besula shiva, which means a besula will never have less than 7 days of sheva brachos, of reciting those seven brachos. And an almana, why we say yom echad, that doesn't mean that you don't have cases where an almana will have more than one day. Yeah, when she marries a bachur, it will be 7 days. But of a leka almana debatsum yom echad, but an almana will never have less than one day. That is the purpose of the brisa. Gemara continues, Gufa, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Li, Huna Bar Nasan, Hu Bar Nasan told me, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Minayin, and we had this from before, Minayin, Lebirkas Chasan, and Basara, Shneim Aveikach, Asara, Anoshim, Miziknei, Ho'ir, Vayomer, Shvupo, so, and the post against Vayeshevu. That was the source we brought for Sheva Brachos that needs a minion from before. For Rabbi Abo, Amar, a different source, other than what Huna Bar Nasan said. B'makelos, Baruch Hu Elokim, Hashem in the Kor Yisrael. Hashem, we should bless Hashem b'makelos when we assemble together. Hashem, we should bless him from the womb, mimikor, from the source, from the origin, Yisrael. What do we learn from there? If you want to recite a blessing regarding matters that are related to the rechem, to the makor, to the womb, you need a kahal. You need a minimum of 10 men. That is the source. That is another source. If you take a look at Rashi, but makhelo, second line down in Rashi, Hashem called Yisrael, al birkas mikor. When you want to make a bracha about something that will relate to the womb, about building a bayis b'Yisrael, marriage, tzarech kahal, v'hainu asara. Kol means an Eda. We gather the Eda, and we know an Eda is derived from the Meraglim. Eda asara kedialfina me adas Meraglim. Amasai lo Eda ra'a yatsu yoshuva kolev. They're called an Eda, and they're called an Eda ra'a. How many were included in the Eda ra'a? 10. There are 12 Meraglim, and the Eda ra'a were 10, taking out Yeshua the kolev. Okay. Rav Nachman. Bahai krad v'revo my darish bay. So the Gemara wants to know, what does Rav Nachman learn from Rabbi Abo's pasuk? Rav Nachman, whose source is Vayikach Hasarana Shemizik Neoyer, etc. What does he learn from the pasuk of B'makhelos Baruch Hu Elokim if he doesn't use that for the source of Sheva Brachos? Once again, that is that we're supposed to bless Hashem B'makhelos with a kohol, with a minyan, when it's makor related to marriage, which will hopefully build a bayis neman b'Yisrael. So Rav Nachman, what we learn, so Mibay Leilich Etanya, he needs the pasuk B'makhelos Baruch Hu Elokim for the that which is derived in the following brisa. Hayy Rabbi Meir, Minayin Shafilu Ubarim Shebeimon Amru Shira Layam. How do you know that even the fetuses in their mother's womb were singing on at Yam Suf? Shneamar B'makhelos Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem Mikor Yisrael. We see that from the makor, from the womb, even the children who were in the womb, they were blessing Hashem at that moment. So that's the source, and that's what he would use that pasuk for as well. So they were blessing Hashem, they were singing to Hashem, Makelos, the assemblage of the Jewish people, Mimakor, that is a reference to that time of Kriyas Yamsuf. Says the Gemara, the Idach, meaning Rabbi Abo, he's the one who used the pasuk for Sheva Brachos. Then you need a kol. Why wouldn't he use the pasuk for the source to teach us that the fetuses were singing Shirat Yamsuf? Because his idach v'im kain lemakra mi beten. Why do you say makor? Bisha said beten. Mayim makor, al iske makor. It refers to issues that are related to makor. That is related more to children. And think about what, because when we look at the word makor, yeah, obviously the baby is also in the makor. They're also singing, but makor Yisrael really refers to the zera Yisrael. Really is a reference to the fact that they're going to be children in the future, and therefore perhaps. Perhaps that has, it's more related to marriage than it is to the fetuses singing at Yamsuf. Of Rabbi Abo, Bahai Kra de Rav Nachman by Dorishbe. What does he learn from the pasuk about Boaz? If he doesn't use the pasuk about Boaz to teach you that you need a minyan for Sheva Brachos, so what does he learn from that pasuk? Sahumi Boilu Midrash. He needs it for, to teach you that what? That we needed 10 men to announce the following halacha, Amoni velo Amonis, that the rule when the Torah says a Jew can't marry someone from Ammon, it's only referring to the males, not the females, and Moavi velo Moavis, and which is why a Rus was able to marry into the Jewish people, able to marry Boaz. Because if you're going to think that that's the source, teach issue about Sheva Brachos, lo saga de lav zekenim. What, it's not enough if you don't have zekenim, meaning you need zekenim? Who needs zekenim? Obviously, the purpose of the zekenim was there because we needed elders, we needed tamnei chachamim to be there in order to make this proclamation. We know we're reciting Sheva Brachos just because we need a minyan doesn't mean we need zakenim. V'idach nu Rav Nachman, what would he? How would he respond? Isagadachel lemidrash delosag yolav delav asara. So he says back, I'll tell you why this is not a good source that Boaz gathered these 10 people to make the proclamation. Amoni v'lo amonis and moavi v'lo amonis. You know why? Because why would you need 10? You need a, right? What do you need? Don't you need, isn't it enough to have a Beis Din? What do you need to make that announcement? You don't need 10. Says Gemara, in fact, you do need 10. How do I know? Lefarsume milsa. You want to publicize it. This is not just a psak. This is something that needed to be publicized. Tichudamar lei Shmuel Rav Chana Bagato. As the case where Shmuel said Rav Chana of Baghdad, poke va'aisi li be'asara, go out and bring me 10 people. He obviously wanted to make a proclamation, an important announcement about a halakha too. Ve'malach ban payo, and I'm going to say to you, in their presence, ha'mezakelu ubar kana. If you are mezake, you allow an uber to acquire something, you give possession of something to a fetus, even though it's only in the mother's womb, the fetus is able to acquire it. I'm giving a gift to another person to acquire it on behalf of the Uber. Rashi says, Hamazake, we are five lines or so down into the thin lines of Rashi. Hamazake, matana, ali de acher, lu ubar shabimeimo, kana. That works. How do you know it works? That's a machlokes, whether or not that is effective or not, that can happen even though the child is not really, has not been born yet. So, but the point of the Gemara is that that's something that he wanted to announce, in the presence of 10 people. So the same thing, Amoni v'lo Amonis, that's why we needed 10. And don't tell me that, that you wouldn't need 10 for such a thing. And don't tell me that that's why the pasuk must be a raya for Sheva Brachos. No, it's not a raya for Sheva Brachos. Maybe that pasuk is there to teach me that Amoni v'lo Amonis, and that has to be announced in front of 10. But the Gemara concludes, V'hilchosah ha-mezakelu berlokona. The halacha actually is that granting the possession of something to a fetus, the fetus is not able to acquire it. That's an ineffective kinyan.